Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, the 16th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Counting down the days?
Yes, sir.
Have you heard anything else?
No, just waiting on that birth certificate to ship.
Okay. Ben's joining the Air Force. Yay. Good on you, son. What national days do we have here?
National Fossil Day.
Fossil Day. Okay.
And National Dictionary Day.
Dictionary Day.
Oh, National Bosses Day.
How could you have forgotten?
There's two bosses in the studio today, actually.
Two what?
Bosses.
No, it's only one for you.
There's only one.
Unless he's paying you and I don't know about it. And if he is, I will deduct my amount from whatever he's paying you. Okay. Does this mean y'all, like, give me a donut or take me out to, you know, card?
You can have a hug.
Weather. 40%. You turned me off. You almost turned me off.
Wrong, Mike. I meant to turn mine off.
That's a good idea. The 40% chance of showers, mainly before 10 a.m. this morning. I have to go out and take a look at that. And then gradual clearing with a high in the higher 70s today, around 78, and a low around 51 tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 70. Oh, wow, it's going to be beautiful. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, all sunny and really nice weather, low 80s, then at night in the low 50s. We might get a slight chance of showers now Sunday. And Sunday night. However, back to Monday, and it's going to be sunny and beautiful through next Tuesday. So, slight chance of showers today, mainly before 10 a.m. So, be prepared for that if that does happen. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, locally owned, out of Anderson, the Kinney family, into their third generation after 30 years of business there. They give great service. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And they're the people to call if you need propane. It's a veteran-owned business, and I can't say enough about them. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Kevin Craig. Good morning, Kevin. Good
morning, sir. Happy Bosses Day.
Well, thank you very much.
The only boss in the studio right now.
That's right.
That's right.
Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Ben.
As you stare Ben down.
Well, the other thing, too, is that I think, have to give a recommendation for you. Is that right? Benjamin?
Maybe.
Maybe.
If I go for some high-security job.
Oh, well, I wouldn't try that right away.
And what's great, Ben, I appreciate it, because now the bar is going to be really raised when I walk into work today, and we'll see who even remembers that if it's Boss's Day. So I thank you for the heads up, nonetheless.
Okay. Kevin, you wanted to talk about P&Q, measures P&Q. I've got them up here, and there is, in your own words, tell people what P&Q is.
Well, in my own words, and I'll actually even quote your ballot guide that you received in the mail probably.
Uh-huh. It says Shasta, couple days
County,
ago.
Yeah, Shasta County Voter Information Guide. It's the county one. It's got the big barcode on the front. But if you look at, we'll start with P, and here is the rebuttal to the argument against Measure P, and here's how it boils down. Bottom line, Measure P protects private property rights and limits the county's ability to exercise eminent domain for the benefit of a private person or entity. That's it. This Measure P is solely about protecting private property rights from the government, giving them to another private property, because it happens. It happens in other places, and when people...
It doesn't happen a lot.
It doesn't happen very often, but, it doesn't, people don't lock the public out of their public building very often too, but that happened. So for me, what's really important is it's never about, I mean, when I hear the argument, when somebody says, hey, it doesn't happen that often or it's rare, how many times has our country been invaded, right? If we go back to Pearl Harbor, I mean, are we different today because of that? Were there a lot of oversights that happened in Pearl Harbor? Absolutely. And I'm not likening this to Pearl Harbor, but when people make the argument that it's never happened here, that's insanity. I mean, the whole reason we're doing this is because you look at Prop 99, and Prop 99 was passed because of this situation. So what we're doing here in Shasta County, and I believe this will pass overwhelmingly, and people that oppose it, people have to ask why, and we could go into the actual voter guide of what the argument against it is, and it's really about growing government and about people thinking that the government knows what's best for you and it shouldn't be the vote of the people. But what we're seeing here with this measure is it's really in case the state of California ever repeals Prop 99, or if we ever have a tyrannical governor that wants to push something different and they decide to start doing or they start grabbing private property. I mean, look at what's happening with Fountain Wind and other things that have happened, even just locally as it relates to government overreach. And this solely is just about let's make sure here in Shasta County, if Prop 99 is ever repealed or there's ever any opportunity for the government in the unincorporated areas of the county to seize private property and give it to another entity, we're going to stop it. And right now, it's before the voters. And that's the beautiful thing about these measures, Carl, and about the charter, is we get to craft what we want for Shasta County. And guess what? If the voters don't want it, it gets voted down. What we will see, though, is, you know, we had supervisors against term limits and against the charter, and those passed 77 and 56%. I mean, those are landslides in elections.
Essentially, what it's saying is in 2005, in a U.S. Supreme Court case, the court confirmed that counties and other governmental entities can use the power of eminent domain to acquire property from one private owner that is transferred to a different private owner for a purpose the government has deemed a more economically beneficial use. Ones I've seen is they've seized property to put in a shopping mall.
Yeah.
I mean, and yeah. What it is they give them the fair market value, quote, fair market value, as determined by, I think, the government.
The government.
And then they then transfer the property to, in this case, it was a shopping center. And it didn't happen around here. So, or into a place to build apartments or things like that. But it comes down to is if the city of Redding or the county of Shasta, city council or the board of supervisors said, we need to have this here. Yeah, Carl, that 20 acres belongs to you, but this is, we're going to make millions, literally millions in tax revenue and all this stuff. So we're going to seize your property, eminent domain. We're going to give you so much per acre, and it could be fair. But that's not the point.
That's not the point.
The point is what if I don't want to sell that?
Yeah, and the beauty of it is if so the government wants it, they can still buy it from you if you consent. You, I mean, Carl
if
may...
If you consent. Yeah, if I consent to it. Now, so what this would be, you're saying under Measure P, is that the county could not force a landowner to sell their property.
Correct.
Because, or seize it.
Seize it, exactly, yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah, I mean, and when you say sell, I mean, you know, the thing about eminent domain is even if you're talking about widening a road or putting in a bike lane or a bridge, I mean, they still have to purchase it. And I wouldn't call that seizing because still there are instances where I believe eminent domain is okay. And those are stated, obviously, and those aren't including this. This is basically exactly what you just said. You can't take someone's private property and build a shopping mall because it's for the best of the county.
Measure P does not fully consider expert opinions, legal implications, or long-term impacts on county operations,
that's the rebuttal.
Services, or costs.
Yeah, that's the rebuttal. That's the crazies. I call them the crazies.
Why? I mean, that makes sense. I mean, what they just said was...
because what they're just saying is they said it doesn't consider what they don't understand and what the... what the rebuttal is completely failing to do is if you look, San Bernardino passed the same thing And we've almost, I don't want to say copied San Bernardino.
It's okay. But it's a lot of plagiarism out there in politics. Absolutely.
And I'm not saying that as if we crafted this ourselves, but we had staff, and this is kind of the hard part because, you know, I will say I authored this and I wrote this, but this was done by staff. But I don't want to drag staff into it because it's my fight, not theirs. They were
Did what they were told to do.
Well, they did what the
But what this thing says is, has there been any legal implications? What about long-term impacts? What if this county really did need, and this is essentially is what it's saying here, what if the county really did need that 5 acres that Carl Bott owns to put in a part of an off-ramp?
Okay, well, it's different. When you're talking about an off-ramp or widening a road or a bridge, that's different than giving it to a private property. So eminent domain.
So this just says to a private property.
Correct.
So
the
county could still take mine for something like a freeway exit.
Correct. I mean, like we just said, widening a road, there may be a bike lane. It's for basically, let's just I don't want to say to dumb it down, but this is how I best explain it, is if it's for the greater good of the public as it relates to safety, infrastructure, etc. There's a huge difference between saying, Carl Bott, you own 20 acres and we want to put a shopping mall on it. And
that's what I'm saying is, yeah, this is strictly for it being seized from a private owner and transferred to another private owner because it's economically beneficial.
And this is why I'll say the crazies, right? Argument against Measure P. If you look at the very, very last sentence right here in your voter guide at the bottom, it says, you are urged to vote no on Measure P. Shasta County needs a deliberate, intentional approach to charter amendments. The new board members, as of January 2025, should ensure that changes are made with thorough consideration in the best interest of the community's long-term welfare. Now, think about that. They're just right there. They're just saying that the government knows best. And what is more genuine of public input than a vote? One person, one vote.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it doesn't get any more – like, why should elected officials, when you could send it to the voters, why should the government do – in consideration of the best interest of the community's long-term welfare? It's like, let the community decide what they think is in their best long-term welfare. And a couple other people
– We have to take a break here.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Stand Down 2024 is starting tomorrow, and they need some help down there, my friends, to move some of the stuff over to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, because this is going to start, like I said, tomorrow, and 17th, 18th, and 19th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and people are going to start showing up. This is for all homeless veterans or veterans in need of a hand up, not a handout. So there's going to be meals provided. It's going to, in fact, they're going to have a field kitchen out there to serve people. Driver's license information, clothing, county veteran service officer. They're going to be able to maybe get their driver's licenses back, general assistance, pets can come to it. Families can come to this, but they need help setting up. And here's the phone number, 530-356-0342, and his name's Jim. If you give him a call, this is kind of, they've had some things going on, and he just called me last night about 8:30 and said, hey, can you get the word out? We need some more people to help. So his name's Jim, and it's 530-356-0342 to be able to help. And to make this thing a success as it has been in the past, we've gotten hundreds of veterans off the street and got them into housing, got them into job training. Some of them even come back to help out with this. And this is the North Valley Stand Down Association, Stand Down 2024, 530-356-0342. If you've got a pickup truck and you'd like to help, it's not an all-day thing. Just go on out and give a couple hours. All right, we'll be right back with Kevin Cry.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the sun.
And I said I didn't like the way he got things done, sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Redding. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Politics on the far left or politics on the far right bring no value to Shasta County. We need common sense policies to address the everyday issues that impact the quality of life for our citizens. We need someone who listens, understands, and has the experience and knowledge to get results. Mary Rickard has a proven record of providing solutions for critical issues like wildfire mitigation, addiction, mental health, and crime. She has the knowledge and experience to move Shasta County forward. On November 5th, vote Mary Rickard for District 3, a common sense conservative.
And paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Stop me, cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star, leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the law.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's been voted best in the North State 2 years in a row, 23 and 24, and should be again this year. Why? How about because they are? The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, good people, locally owned, locally operated. My gosh, I can't think of another reason not to go there, except we've always shopped there, and we've always had great results and great service from Rebecca and Henry and before them, Leonard. So, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Kevin Cry, Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, and we're talking measures P and Q. Now, we talked about P, eminent domain.
Correct.
The idea behind this, the way I understand it, the way it's in the voter's guide and everything I read, it just prevents the county from giving, say, I own 20 acres someplace around here, and a group of people want to come in and put a multi-million dollar shopping mall there. Millions of dollars to the taxes and all this. Now, ordinarily, I probably would probably say, well, you know, as long as I get a good price. But say I don't want to sell it. What this does is prevents the county from taking my land if I do not want to sell it to a private entity or, you know, corporation or individual. It prevents the county from doing that. However, it does not prevent the county from saying, Carl, we need your 10 of your 20 acres for, you know, interchange, an off-ramp, because we're, you know, it's building it out there.
Infrastructure, safety.
Infrastructure, yeah. Safety, public, whatever good. That is.
Yeah. That's it?
That's it.
I mean, so, like, yeah, if you're up in Bernie and, you know, you have a homestead or you've been up there for 150 years and they say, hey, we want your property because we're going to put a gift shop about Bernie Falls, but we don't, as a government, want to do it, we're going to give it to this organization over here who's going to privately build out a great gift shop. We're going to get tax revenue. No, you don't get to do that.
Okay.
And that's what it is.
All right, let's just leave it at that.
Perfect.
If there's a question on this, and as you heard, they're saying we need, we haven't looked at all the long-range impacts and all that, but I'm, you know how, y'all know how I am about, you know, owning your property.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I saw nothing wrong with the Reading Rancheria. It's their property.
Yeah.
And if they want to build a casino down there, then it's their property.
Yeah, yeah. Personally, if we're talking about that, just briefly, I didn't necessarily want it to move. I like where it is, but private property is private property. And that's why I went down this road as the charter, you know, with okay. one of the First Amendments, because the other thing is like the rodeo. And I know the rodeo doesn't own that property, but I started really looking at property rights and the community, and then it really just boils down to the individual, their own private property. You've worked hard. Maybe you've acquired it through inheritance, whatever, and you should be able to keep your own stuff. The government, I want to limit government. This limits government.
Okay. Measure Q.
Measure Q.
Now, right now, if the sheriff, sheriff coroner, the auditor controller, the district attorney, the treasurer collector, public administrator leaves office, mm-hmm. say, in this case, it would be, say, district attorney. She's not leaving office.
ROV.
And so she leaves, and her the next election is in 2028. I believe she was just elected.
Well, yeah, they got two extra years to coincide
right,
with.
Right,
so, yeah.
Right. Right now, the only way she can be replaced is by the supervisors can say, okay, this is who we want to have.
Correct.
Which has caused a lot of consternation, as you know.
We're
not talking about the district attorney, but other
no,
places.
We're a general law county.
Yep.
So in Shasta, what happens, and we're a general law in terms of everything else other than what the charter enacts, but when an elected official leaves office, the Board of Supervisors currently and has for decades appointed that replacement currently.
And that has led to unrest in some of the electorate.
Absolutely.
And so Measure Q proposes adding a subsection to the county charter allowing supervisors the option to call for a special election. to fill the vacancy of an elected department head.
Or leave it vacant to the next election. Or, and here's the best one, Carl. And this is where, and this is the one that fires me up the most, because you have a candidate right now that is going to forums and completely lying to the public about what this is. Because bottom line is this. When or if the supervisors appoint an elected official, right now they get the remainder of the term. And what this says is you don't get the remainder of a term. You get until the next scheduled election, and then you have to run. And this does nothing more, because I'm going to read the bottom line that says the rebuttal to the argument against Measure P. It says Measure Q provides an opportunity for voters to elect a candidate chosen by the people sooner than is currently allowed when there are vacancies in local elected positions. So what is, I don't have another word other than asinine, is, you know, Supervisor Rickert says this is a power grab by the Board of Supervisors. This is the exact opposite. What this says is, if the Board of Supervisors appoints, or when they appoint, because eventually an elected official will leave office, but what this says is if and when they appoint, they only get to be in office until the next scheduled election. So like you just said, knock on wood, if an elected official, one of those that you just mentioned, left office, they would get to remain in office until 2028. And what I'm saying, and the public is going to say, I think overwhelmingly, is that you're appointed because that's the way it goes, but you have to run in 2026 in the next scheduled election because the people want a right to choose and vote their elected officials. That's what this is. This is the farthest thing from a power grab, because we are saying we don't want – we don't want to appoint and leave a person in office who hasn't run for that office. I mean, look at recently. You had SCOE, and this doesn't go into SCOE, the superintendent of schools, but Judy Flores wins her election, leaves office very quickly, because that's what has happened in this county and probably other counties for years, is people win an office and then they turn it over to somebody else. Bazanko did it. Judy Flores did it. Before Judy Flores, Tom Armolino did it. I mean, it goes back years. And I'm saying the power needs to return to the people to vote their elected officials in.
Okay. We're going to take a break right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Horst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been doing this probably for close to 30 years. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. He's been through all the schools. He's from the old school of fixing something and then guaranteeing his work. And that's what he does. He fixes your windshield and he guarantees what he fixed for the life of that windshield. He fixed a crack in my windshield, 16 years ago? And it was like an 8-inch crack. He still can't see it. Didn't get any bigger. Still can't see it. That's the kind of work that Jeff Horst does. Locally owned, locally operated. He takes your vehicle into a controlled climate setting and does his magic on your windshield, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, or an RV. Yeah, I've seen him working on RVs out there. Don't fool around with your family's safety. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Horst can fix it. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. For a free inspection and analysis, take your car, truck, SUV, or RV down to 3208 Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. And Jeff Worst is just a good guy also. We'll be right back with Kevin Cry.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our Police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Open now through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Step back to the turn of the 20th century and learn about the many forms of Art Nouveau. Explore the broad range of works by Czechoslovakian artist Alphonse Mucha and immerse yourself in timeless art. Presented by the J&D Jaramonti Family Fund. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Open now at Turtle Bay. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with two new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The man who's working hard for you, and the money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on.
Welcome Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, the Reading Rodeo is going to have a scholarship fund golf tournament. All proceeds will benefit the Reading Rodeo Scholarship Fund. It's for four players. It's $400. If you don't have a team, you can still sign up for this. It's October 26th at the Gold Hills Golf Club. Check-ins at 7. Shotgun starts at 8. And space is limited on this, and they still have sponsorship opportunities available. Give Cindy a call at 719-440-7255 to sign up for this. You can go to friendsofreadingrodeo.org/golf tournament to sign up for this. I'm playing in that. I think I'm going to wear a cowboy hat, and I don't have a set of boots with spikes on them, but so I'll probably wear golf shoes. But it's going to be a good time, everybody. So come on out with us on October 26th. I have Kevin Cry, chairman of the board of the County Board of Supervisors here in Shasta County, with us today. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning again.
And we're talking about measures P and Q. Let's just use something like the registrar of voters. Kathy Darlin Allen retired and needed to have a replacement. And what you're saying is the board has no choice but to appoint somebody.
Well, so what it is the board has to appoint in what is stated as a reasonable amount of time. So talking with county council and staff, the interpretation that we were given, or I was given, was that we had to, there was a reasonable amount of time to be able to appoint after Kathy Darling Allen vacated office until the next election. And then with the passing of Measure Q, mm-hmm. what we would have is we could have left that open to the next election and then had anybody who wanted to run for this one.
This one here.
And people would have had to have run it. And Joanna could have remained in that seat as the acting registrar of voters, mm-hmm. and then Taller and every other person that interviewed for it could have run for it. And to me, I think that anytime the board or anybody gets to put somebody in place that could be an elected position, it's not good. I mean, people should be able to vote on it. And that's what drives me nuts about the crazies that are writing up the argument against this. Because right in their argument against it says, first, the way that Measure Q changes filling a vacancy does not guarantee the voters will have a say in a replacement. The voters right now don't get a say in the replacement. What I'm saying is when it goes to an appointment, we are going to make sure that it is returned to the voters at the earliest possible time. And that's exactly what this is. I mean, it's just...
Well, Mary Rickert said that she is opposed to the Board of Supervisors selecting somebody and to take someone's place if they retire or they can't.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Is she lying?
Let me finish what
Sorry.
I was saying.
I get fired up about that.
No, just let me finish. I don't think it's right for four supervisors to pick another supervisor from a district. I think the people from the district should pick out that supervisor. Can the Board of Supervisors literally pick out appoint a district supervisor?
So that is referring to the charter, which passed overwhelmingly. And, mm-hmm. and this is the thing. I mean, Supervisor Rickert either is doesn't understand it, and somebody needs to help her with the comprehension of what it actually is, or she's lying. Because currently, right now, prior to our charter, the governor could appoint.
Right.
So she was hijacking that message, saying that it shouldn't be. And ironically, that's part of what I wrote into Measure Q, because I agree with her in the terms that the voters should have the ability. So check this out. Hold on, because follow me on this. She says that it should go to the voters. So here in Measure Q, right, one of the options the Board of Supervisors will have will be to call for a special election and send it to the voters. But in the same breath, Supervisor Rickert says, oh, it's really expensive. Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. It's one of the two. Either the voters are going to pick or they're not. And it's the circular reason.
Measure Q, the only thing Measure Q says is that the Board of Supervisors can call for a special election, because you've already got the power. You don't have the power to appoint a district supervisor right now.
Not right now, correct.
Would you under Measure Q?
No. So, Carl, like, this is what really needs to be stated. Shasta County voted over 56% to take the power from the governor and put it back to the elected officials locally and call for a special election, leave it vacant, right? So that's already passed. What Measure Q is saying is that if there's a vacancy of one of those positions, not the supervisor, but those other elected positions, the sheriff, the ROV, the auditor, controller, assessor, recorder, I'm missing one. Tax collector, public administrator, right? If one of those are vacated, then if the Board of Supervisors appoints, they only get to remain in office until the next scheduled election. And then they have to run.
Right.
Because
no, that's clear.
So,
but this doesn't say anything in here, what you're saying. It says nothing in here about being able to appoint
a supervisor.
A supervisor.
Yeah, that's because Supervisor Rickert's lying. She's trying to, like, confuse people because this is something I brought forward. And there's sometimes people get so wrapped up in politics over policy. I mean, you watch, Carl, and the reason I'm coming on, and I appreciate you having me on, is I don't want the voters. And here's the end. At the end of the day, if the voters say, hey, look, we really want to be told what to do. We don't want to be in control. Then vote that way. And then let the government keep running your life if you think they're doing a bang-up job. I just don't want voters to have information that's incorrect. And my thing is I think these will pass overwhelmingly if people understand what this is. Because factually, if you read it, this says nothing in here about supervisors. But in MacArthur, Mary Rickert talked about that to confuse people. And it does confuse people because we already passed the charter. The governor no longer in the state or in the county of Shasta, the governor does not get to pick a supervisor here anymore. And I'm well aware of all the times across this state that he did put a person in office. And the only time he never did was when it was a hard right conservative board and he just said, forget it, I don't even care.
I think that was up in
Modoc
yeah, County.
Or even Glenn. But you look at like Lake, I think it was Lakeview and many others. I mean, we don't have to even go down that road.
Okay.
PTSD for me.
Okay. So which I recommend everybody. You've heard Kevin Cry talk about it. Is in your voter's guide, it's pretty well laid out.
Can I say one more thing about this? Just the voter guide? Yeah, just I would encourage people to look at the argument, if you want more information, hopefully you've been given enough information here that you can clearly vote yes on both. But if you look at the rebuttal arguments to P and Q, they're basically copy and pasted. It's the same basic language of people saying, hey, government's good for you. We're here to take care of you. Let us do what's best for you. And if you read the very, very end rebuttal to both arguments, I've put a one-sentence rebuttal to those. One sentence. So I've boiled government down as far as I can to one single sentence. And if you look at the lengthy legalese that is in your ballot guide and what I wrote at the very end about the two bottom line things, this is about defending your private property rights and this is about returning the vote to the people as soon as possible.
And with that, we'll take a break.
Seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do?
The Reading Rodeo desperately needs a long-term lease. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Masana.
The Rancheria wants to build near I-5 and create more jobs. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Masana.
Reading's infrastructure needs streamlining to save money. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Masana.
Reading's homeless shelter program is working with more to do. Since 2020, doubters say stop. Masana says go. Why stop progress for Reading? Re-elect dead.
Go with Masana.
And paid for by Mark Masana for Reading City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Redding families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Redding's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Redding City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Redding. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Redding City Council. Let's keep Redding in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Redding City Council 2024. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Redding is more than just a city. It's a community, built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Redding. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Redding a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Redding stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Redding. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Redding City Council 2024.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's a KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. And it does look like rain out there, and it's supposed to be getting rain here before noon. And then the rest of the week looks like it's going to be great. Hey, on the KRCR, I'm here with Kevin Cry, Chairman of the Board of Supervisors. And on the KRCR, had a story about something that happened yesterday in the meeting when Tim Garmon, Supervisor Garmon, said that you... And I'll just, during my meeting with Mr. Freeman, he brought up the fact that you were over there pitching your Ninja Gym Coalition services to the county. It appears that you were saying, okay, we can get you this full money if I get my contract. Now, that's what he said, and they quoted him in here. And what's this about?
Yeah, so this is about Tim Garman, who's a failed supervisor, whose his legacy is going to be firing Dr. Ramstrom and then trying to lead a recall against me. And so he's going to be out in a couple months. So he's doing anything he can to burn this county down on the way out. Now, I have a bunch of emails and conversations that I'm going to be making very public. And it's not going to age well for Supervisor Garman. And quite honestly, it's not going to age well for Superintendent Mike Freeman either, because I sit on a board of a local nonprofit that, and this is what I've learned, Carl, in politics. And this is the, I hate to say it, but the left's version of how they do things. When things start to get questionable, they just start hurling accusations to distract. And a local nonprofit that I sit on a board of that we no longer have that executive director because a police report has been filed. And we've gone a completely different direction. What you'll see in that instance is they just start making hellacious claims. Well, all those claims became untrue. At the end, I was vindicated. And this will be the same exact thing. With SCOE, I've worked with County Office of Education's. I'm 48. I started working in schools. I worked at Pacheco when I was 18 years old, and I've been involved in schools ever since, all over the state, some of the largest districts in the state, actually some of the largest districts in the country. And the program with SCOE, Community Connect, that they're talking about, I wanted more data because the opioid settlement's coming. And I've been working on this with Austin Preller, who wasn't the assistant superintendent at the time. He is now. But this goes back almost a year of conversations with Austin Preller and SCOE about programs they're doing to impact the lives of kids. So I have so much data and background in this. But Supervisor Garman, somebody, obviously, said, hey, Supervisor Cry is asking questions about wanting data about outcomes of programs, so he just politicized it. It's just really throwing a grenade in a room and walking away.
Freeman released a statement that said that you had asked questions in about their Community Connect program, and which was awarded the Golden Bell, a statewide award recognizing innovative programs.
So is Dr. Fauci.
And the work that we do is funded by the taxpayers, and we appreciate all questions they ask, and that he has, what he just said was, they spent hours and hours compiling data reports, including personal impact stories, to answer your questions. He didn't say anything beyond that.
No, but here's what frustrates me, because when Supervisor Garment, because I have an email that Superintendent Freeman sent his board, and it's completely, parts of it are completely inaccurate. And what's tough for me as a leader in education should know that when there's emails, there's a history and there's backup, refutable data of some of the things he said. I had this meeting scheduled with SCOE months, I would say 2 months in advance of this board agenda item. So when I came in with my personal staff, he apologized and he said, I need to kind of basically hijack this meeting because I want to talk about county business. And I said, well, that's not really what I'm here for. And I have emails to show that. And I have emails from staff, text messages, explaining like, yeah, sorry, we kind of just sprung that on you.
Then you all voted 3-2 to move authority from the county CEO to the board for budgetary amendments to SCOE's Community Connect program.
Yeah, the board already has that authority. And this is, again, Supervisor Rickert and Garman trying to politicize something, because right now everything comes before the board, whether it's on consent or a regular calendar item. We approve all of that stuff. And my thing is, when you see these consent calendars, in our next meeting, because at the end of the year, the calendar year, you have a lot of things that department heads try and get in, and I just wanted to make sure all the board was aware of what was happening with any program as it relates to possibly things I'm going to bring forward about the opioid settlement dollars and making sure that we double down on programs that are data-driven and that are working, that are moving the needle in kids' lives. And I wanted the board to be aware of it. So when they voted no, it's nothing more than just political theater, because it already comes back to the board. And I just wanted the whole board to be involved.
Because the your CEO, he'll make a decision about budgetary things. It still has to be approved by the Board of Supervisors. So what you've done is you've cut him out of that.
Well, it's not so much cut him out of it. Is I want the board to be hyper aware of what's going on. And again, because of the Brown Act, I can only talk to one supervisor. I wanted all the supervisors to be aware of the data I'm collecting and what I'm looking at. And honestly, this wasn't about taking money from anybody. It was about show me great results and let's give you more money. And that's the craziness of it, is they tried to say that I'm trying to stop giving money to SCOE. It's actually the exact opposite. Austin Preller, the assistant superintendent, would tell you that I've been working with him for months on an opioid program and what they're doing. But again, I have emails and text messages that will I'll release.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Carl.
Well, Kevin Cry, the chairman of the board, has been under fire since the day you got elected.
A month before. Hey, and love this county, Carl. I do really appreciate what you do for this community.
Well, we try to get everybody in and trying to get all the statements in here and let people make up their own minds. But for measures P and Q, I would recommend you get, you've got your voter's guide, is to read it and to see and take your own take on this one. Give your own take on this one. But we got to run. After the news, Sheriff's Department is joining us. The Shasta County Sheriff's Department is joining us. So we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Nebraska's Supreme Court has ruled that people with felony records can register to vote and cast ballots in next month's presidential election.
In August, the state's high court heard arguments on a lawsuit challenging a decision by Nebraska's top election officials to ignore a new state law that restores the voting rights of those convicted of a felony. The state attorney general had said in July that the new law was unconstitutional, and Secretary of State Bob Evnen ordered county election officials not to register those with felony convictions for the November election. The American Civil Liberties Union sued on behalf of several Nebraska residents with felonies, but a decision affects some 7,000 people. I'm Donna Warder.
Officials in two states hit hard by Hurricanes Helene and Milton say they're making good progress in recovery efforts. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We've now had over 4 million accounts restored to power since Hurricane Milton came. That is the fastest that's ever been done for that many accounts.
In North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper also delivered a positive update.
Power outages are now a little under 13,000, down from a million at the beginning. Closed roads are at 580, down from about 1,200.
Despite the progress, tens of thousands of students in the Southeast are dealing with school disruptions. Some districts have no idea when their buildings will reopen. Unveiling a new victory war plan against Russia today, Ukrainian President Zelensky said he wants NATO to invite his country to join the alliance before the war ends. It's a step refused so far by Western allies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
West Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
As we head toward next month's presidential election, new survey results show most voters answer no to Ronald Reagan's famous question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 40% of likely U.S. voters say they are better off than they were 4 years ago, while 56% say they are not better off. The survey of 1,050 U.S. likely voters was conducted October 1st to the 3rd by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 2 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is being criticized for buying a multi-million dollar waterfront home during a national housing crisis with federal elections only months away. It came as many Australians are struggling to buy their own home or to rent due to elevated interest rates, rising prices, and limited supply. News and analysis at townhall.com. The coffers have run dry at a government agency that offers disaster loan assistance.
The Small Business Administration has run out of money for its disaster assistance loans, delaying much-needed relief for people applying for aid in the wake of the destruction caused by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. The SBA offers economic injury disaster loans to businesses and people affected by disasters. Congress can approve more funds, but Congress does not reconvene until November 12th. The SBA is pausing new loan offers until it gets more funding, but urges people to keep applying for the loans in the meantime. I'm Lisa DeWire.
Tech giants Amazon and Google are investing in the next generation of nuclear reactors. Both companies are seeking new sources of carbon-free electricity to meet increasing demand from data centers and AI. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 6th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we have a number of things that are happening. International days are national days for us to recognize. Boss's Day, which is frankly the only one we should recognize. But it's also what else, Ben?
National Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day. We also got National Sports Day, Department Store Day, and Hagfish Day.
Hagfish.
Yeah.
Who makes these things up? What is a okay, as soon as I turn you loose here, what is a hagfish? Okay, look that up. Hey, the weather, if you look outside, it's pretty cloudy today, and they're talking about we've got a 40% chance at showers, mainly before 10 a.m., and then it's going to be going cloudy through mid-morning, then a gradual clearing with a high in the high 70s today, low around 51 tonight. Now, the rest of the week through next Tuesday, it's going to be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s and lows in the mid-50s. So I think we've gotten out of the 100-degree weather. I say that, but hopefully. I don't know for sure, but it seems like that. Hey, weather reports, though, are always brought to you by something that is very stable, and that's Shasta Gas Propane. They've been there for 30 years. It's in their third generation of the family, the Kenny family running it. Could they have sold this? Oh, yeah, they could have sold this company to the large companies many times and make a pile of money and walk away, but they like serving their customers, and they treat their customers as close friends, as warm friends. The Kinney family does. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other payment plans. It's a good company and good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we're here with the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, and in this case, newly promoted Lieutenant Cody Bodner. Yep. And good morning, Cody.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Okay, wait a minute.
No, sorry.
got to move that closer to the face, I guess. Good morning,
yeah,
Carl.
If you're going to be standing up, you're a big guy.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be standing up. Now, me, I just kind of like plop down on my stool here, and I'm ready to rock.
Gotcha.
So good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Now, Cody, you were on a couple years ago.
I was, yeah.
Okay. So tell people a little bit about you, where you're from, when did you join the sheriff's department, all those kind of things.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'm a local boy, born and raised. I grew up in Shasta Lake City, CV, back then for many, many years. Went to Central Valley High School and graduated in 2006. 2005, I was part of the Falcon undefeated team that won the championship, which got a lot of praise back in the day. Shortly after graduating high school, I actually got hired by the sheriff's office in 2006. Started as cadet, you know, which is kind of that intern position that's doing a lot of shuffling the papers around, getting the cars, make sure they're getting fixed, getting subpoenas served to personnel, that kind of non-contact, but also in the business type of intern work that we have with the sheriff's office. Did that while I was trying to get my education at Shasta College. I graduated with my associate's degree from Shasta College in 2010. Right at the same time, then Undersheriff Sheila Ashman was like, hey, you know, I'll work around. You can start in the jail as a provisional correctional deputy since you still want to continue on and work with us and finish up your education and start in the jail. So in 2010, started in the jail, was a correctional deputy. Did that. It's good work, hard work. But you know, you're shoulder to shoulder with your guys that you're in there and you work with for 12 hours, plus sometimes 18 hours a day. So you guys get to know each other really well.
Well, wait a minute. Let's talk about that just for a second, Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the problems we were having in the jail was burnout.
Yes.
Because we didn't have enough correctional officers in there. Mm-hmm. And how's that look now?
It goes in waves. You know, a lot of it has to go with just the change of personnel from the patrol side of things, which, you know, obviously I'm on the patrol side now, mm-hmm. and the custody side of things. So it ebbs and flows with how many people we have trained up in the jail. And then, you know, it seems like there's just a cyclical pattern with us picking up people on the patrol side that we take from the jail. So it has stable.
But you need a certain amount of people in the jail.
We do.
Otherwise, you do start working 12, 16 hours a day.
We do.
Days off, you have to come in.
Yeah.
That can't be healthy.
No, it's hard. It's a hard job. You know,
it is a hard job.
It is,
people can get a tour of the jail, right?
Yeah, they can.
I recommend that you take a tour of the jail. I mean, no, you're not going to be out there in the exercise yard with the prisoners. But it gives you an idea of what they do and what they face every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different than
have
being on patrol.
Before?
Oh, yeah. That's why I can talk about it.
Yeah.
And in fact, I was only supposed to be there for an hour or something like that. I ended up spending 4 hours in there.
Right.
Got a ticket, which I paid. Even though I could have probably brought it back in, hey, look, you know, but I paid my ticket. But it is so eye-opening mm-hmm. when you take a look at what the correctional officers do every day mm-hmm. and their interactions with the prisoners. Mm-hmm. Now, you also get down there and they'll show you, okay, how do we pick this guy to lock up and this guy to kick out?
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating.
Yep.
And in my case, they said, okay, which one of these guys do you want to keep? Which one of these guys do you want to turn loose? Well, this guy just beat up his wife, so we probably want to keep him, and this guy's broken into 10 houses.
Yeah.
Whoa, got to keep one of them. Well, you take the one that's beat up his wife.
Yeah, but how did it make you feel about releasing the other?
Well, you know what? It was one or the other.
Yeah.
And
yep.
that's what it gets down to at the jail a lot of times. And this is how much room we have here.
Yeah. That's an everyday occurrence, every minute occurrence for them.
Yeah, yep. Every day. So if you've not taken a tour of the jail, I really recommend that you do it. It's safe. You don't have to worry about it, but you can see what it's like there.
Yeah.
And it is a totally different world mm-hmm. they live in.
Yeah.
So that's all I can say except my appreciation really goes out to the correctional officers.
Yeah, and myself as well. I mean, I have nothing but respect, and I honor what the correctional deputies do on a daily basis. It's a hard job. To answer your original question, though, yeah. I mean, it's cyclical. I know we are stabilizing. There was a couple months ago where we were having a really hard time. We had to actually rotate some of our patrol staff into the custody mm-hmm. division to fill some of those holes.
Yeah.
That has since been reversed, but we are still having some patrol personnel that are in there and augmenting their levels as well. So I'm hoping it gets better. It does look like it's stabilizing, and hopefully we continue that trend.
Okay. I'm here with Lieutenant Cody Bodner, who is a member of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, and we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented. It is a community bank, local board of directors, four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone. They're just a good bank. Won awards for being one of the best small banks out there. And you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the branches and talk to them like that. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin.
Extreme left or extreme right politics have no place in Shasta County. We need common sense policies to address the everyday issues impacting our quality of life. We need someone who listens and gets results. I'm Joe Comenti, and I serve with Mary Rickett on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Rickett has a proven record of providing solutions for critical issues like wildfire mitigation and crime. Mary has the experience to move Shasta County forward. Vote Mary Rickett November 5th, a common sense conservative.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickett for Supervisor 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now at the Turtle Bay Museum, Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. On exhibition now through January 5th, featuring interactive games, challenges, brain teasers, and more. Perfect for families of all ages and school groups. Test your brain power and problem-solving skills now at Turtle Bay Museum. Don't miss out on this immersive exhibition. Mindbender Mansion. Unlock the puzzle. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Crystal blue persuasion. Yeah.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. That was really mellow. I like that. Mellow.
Crystal blue persuasion.
There you go. You know, I signed up for Amazon Music, finally. And I've got 5 hours and 43 minutes of songs that I've got picked out. I don't think there's one from 2000 and above. Nah, there could be. Toby Keith. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy started her business back in 1993. She's been helping business owners, veterans, families, seniors, ever since the day they opened. Two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. With all the craziness in insurance and what's going on in our economic world, have you got the best plans out there? Well, for a free review and evaluation, give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441. Set up a time for, like I said, a free review and evaluation of the plans you have, and maybe there's a better way of doing it. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, locally owned, locally operated. I'm here with Lieutenant Cody Bodner, who is with the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. We talked a little bit about the jail, and he used to be a correctional officer over there, and now you're in charge of CENTEF and the Major Crimes Unit. Now.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes,
tell us what. Tell us about CENTEF.
Well, so CENTEF, that's my newest assignment. I've just been switched to that this week. I came from the Major Crimes Unit, but CENTEF is the Shasta Interagency Narcotic Task Force. It comprises of numerous agencies, actually. The Sheriff's Office, obviously. We have the DA's Office. We have probation. We have CHP, APD. There's numerous agencies that are either have agents assigned or are just board members can kind of vote and give their input on what the priorities are for the task force to focus on. So with CENTEF, obviously it's the more serious crimes, the serious drug crimes throughout the county that they handle. You know, the normal possession that you see when the patrol deputy or patrol officer are making contact out on the street. Those are mainly left at the patrol level. So those are adjudicated. That officer or deputy makes the arrest or cites out and, you know, they go on their way. The cases that the CINTIF, the task force manages are more of the major drug crimes, the sales, the cultivation, the producing, the transporting throughout jurisdiction. That's more of what CINTIF handles.
Well, that was one of the things that Mike Johnson, sheriff, said is that he wants to really wants to go after the fields, the grows.
Yep.
And I saw one a couple months ago. Y'all pulled in thousands of plants.
Yeah.
Hundreds of pounds of processed marijuana, guns, everything.
Yeah, you know, I did bring some stats in just because I wanted to make sure I was a little prepared and get you guys an idea of what, you know, what the good work is that CINTIF has been doing. But, you know, over 100 firearms that have been seized over the last, throughout the year. So in 2024 alone, you know,
100
over
firearms.
100
and these
firearms.
Are all probably from felons.
For the most part. There's a good portion. I mean, typically it's, you know, at either a marijuana grow site or if it's people that are out selling or in possession. Because like I said,
they got some nice guns too.
They can. There's a lot of stolen guns as well. But,
that's what I understand is almost all of these guns are stolen.
Yeah, a lot of them.
They
either are, or there's a good portion that are actually we're seeing an uptick in like the guns that have been pieced together. They're quote unquote ghost guns, but are basically no serial or anything like that have been manufactured from an off-site or like an unofficial manufacturer, and that's what we see too. Yeah, we do see those quite a bit.
So they just buy the parts, put them together.
Yeah, or they go to somebody who's producing them illegally and then get them that way. So it does happen,
Yeah, because you have to have some kind of mechanical dexterity to put a gun together.
Yeah, there's a milling process. There's just, you know, that whole intelligence on how to put together guns and mill them out and everything else.
Okay, so over 100 guns.
Yeah, and then over 90,000 marijuana plants that have been eradicated throughout the year as well. And then over 170 pounds of narcotics have been seized. So that's heroin, that's fentanyl, that's methamphetamine. That's not including the marijuana. That is our more hardcore narcotics that have been seized throughout the year, too.
Did I just see a big fentanyl bust the other day?
Yeah, you did.
Was that from CINTIF, or was that?
Yeah, that was CINTIF. If I'm not mistaken, it was on a car stop. And we were able to turn it over,
Gosh, I mean, and fentanyl. Which my son's a U.S. Marshal down in New Mexico. And he said it used to be if they found somebody with 100 pills, and this was several years ago, it was a big thing.
Yeah.
Now they're seeing thousands of pills when they stop. The other thing they're seeing is guns.
Yeah.
They're seeing a lot more guns also. And is it kind of the same thing up here?
Yeah, you know, when I started going a little bit more into my path. But when I started as a street cop in 2013, I mean, it was a big deal. Not a big deal, but like you were hooping and hollering and clapping hands and everything when you got a little, tiny little Ziploc baggie, with a little bit of meth in it. And, it was like, you know, it was, that was a decent get because that was a felony back then. And, you know, Prop 47 changed that in 2014, to make that to where it was turned into a misdemeanor. And I think what that really did is that opened the gates to, make it where, okay, well, this is, used to be a felony. You were going to go to jail here you get your ticket. And then I personally saw that change from when I was working in the street of guys that, I mean, they would have a little bit to, oh yeah, here's a little bit of this. And you're like, okay, well you I guess
have,
I'll write you a ticket.
You could have almost like a baggie full of heroin and still get a ticket.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe that's exaggerating, but.
There's some articulable facts that you'll have to articulate sales or transporting.
Right.
So, and I'll go into those in detail. Really what it comes down to is if it just shows that it's for personal possession, it is very, very hard to go anything more than a citation. And I think that on your original point was that's how that pendulum is switched to, okay, well, this little amount, nobody gets in trouble for it. So how about we push that up to this amount, and it's even more. And
yeah.
then, well, that they're not really getting us in trouble for that, or they're not, you know, sentencing us. Well, how about we push the envelope? So I think it's just a pendulum change over the years. So.
Well, Prop 36 is trying to switch that back. And we're going to talk about these propositions and try and get, yeah, tomorrow from 7 to 8. I'm going to start talking about these propositions, and Proposition 36 puts teeth back into what 47 allowed yep. to happen.
Yep.
This $950 worth of stuff you can steal without anything happening to you. Drugs, the amount of drugs you're carrying, being able for a judge to tell a defendant that's found guilty that selling drugs in the future, if somebody dies from it, they can be charged with murder. I mean, all of these things are trying to put the teeth back into, you know, into our law enforcement to give you all and the public some, you know, safety and to take it, you know, to put some teeth back into the laws so they can't just wantonly walk around with a pocket full of fentanyl. I mean, yeah, this bothers me. It really bothers me, this, you know, because we've had mothers on, lost their 13-year-old kid to a fentanyl overdose because the guy sold it to him knowing it was fentanyl, but he didn't say anything, and the kid dies.
Yeah.
I mean, and you see it. I'm sure you all see it all the time.
100%. And, you know, obviously I can't get too political due to being, you know, my title on right now, but I can say without a doubt, you know, 47, what it had done, greatly changed the landscape of narcotics on the street and what's been available. And, you know, like you said, it took a lot of our teeth out as law enforcement to enforce the law. And anything that would work to undo that and criminalize that those people that are selling or transporting would greatly increase, I think, not only the quality of life for our citizens, but also, you know, make sure that we hold those accountable. So,
okay. I'm here with Lieutenant Cody Bodner. He heads up the CINTIF, and you're still working with major crimes?
I am. I've been working for up until, like I said, this week is my first week with AB 109 and CINTIF. But the year prior, I was actually with the Major Crimes Unit.
Let's talk about that when we get back.
Yeah.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice. Been going there for, gosh, as long as I've lived here in Reading. Never had a bad haircut there. And it's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Established in 1960, been in the same spot since 1966. It's right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lecky Miller's or Subway, if you remember those. And like I said, you're not going to get a bad haircut there. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. And it's a great place. It's man's last stronghold. If you want to make an appointment for a haircut, all you do is give them a call at 530-244-9478, which is what I do, so it works on my schedule. And then Ted Leidy and I go down and get our haircut at the same time. And that way we get to see each other once every, I don't know, 4 weeks. Because we're both going different directions all the time. But Cypress Square Barbershop, hardly recommend it. We'll be right back. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away.
For over 75 years, the Reading Rodeo has been at the heart of our community, bringing families together, celebrating tradition, and supporting local businesses. It's more than an event, it's part of who we are. But now, special interests are targeting the rodeo grounds, pushing to declare it surplus land, threatening to erase this important piece of Reading's history. Dave Backus says, no way. Dave Backus stands with our community. He believes in protecting the Reading Rodeo, its heritage, and the families who've cherished it for generations. He knows there's no reason we can't secure a long-term lease for the rodeo grounds right now, keeping this tradition alive for years to come. The Reading Rodeo is part of our city's fabric, and he'll fight to preserve it. We don't need special interests deciding our future. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
California's extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope because of leaders like the North State's Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom and his attempt to make gas prices even higher. James Gallagher is about finding solutions. That's why James is pushing for criminal justice reforms that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to reduce the effects of inflation and higher taxes, which make our cost of living higher. The North State's Assemblyman, conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
Killing me as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this
Welcome
place.
Back to Billy Joel and the Piano Man. Hey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the 16th of October, 8:36 in the morning. Looks like it's going to, we got a chance for rain today, and then it's going to start clearing up, and in the next week, it's going to be beautiful, beautiful weather. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. Think about that. Also a teaching hospital. They've got 22 residents going through their programs. Two are graduating this coming summer, and both of them have indicated they're going to stay here in Reading. And one's going to stay at the hospital, and the other one's going to be working in local clinics around here, general practitioner, internal medicine guy. That's good. And that was kind of the idea when they started this, is let people take a look at Reading, stay here for their 3 years of training, and maybe we've got those ones then. Yeah. Or if they want to go to a specialty, be able to go get their specialty and then come back to Reading. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And I'm here with Lieutenant Cody Bodner, who heads up CINTIF, but was the head of the major crime unit before that for a year.
Yeah.
What kind of major crimes? We'd start talking major crimes, though you and I did talk about it. It doesn't fall under Shasta County, but it seems like we've been getting a lot of shootings lately.
Yeah, you know, shootings are definitely one of the major crimes that we deal with at the Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Unit. And, you know, our counter part with RPD, that their RPD investigations, you know, is the one that handled the couple of shootings you're talking about. But, yeah, with the Shasta County Major Crimes Unit, we deal with anything from homicide to your serious sexual assaults, any kind of child sexual assaults. I mean, if it's a... like a vast burglary with, you know, high dollar amount that have been burglarized, we'll take some of those. It's just kind of the plethora of anything that is kind of designated as a major crime or one that takes a in-depth look at. That's kind of what the major crimes unit is done.
Yeah, if there's a death out in the county that looks suspicious or very blatantly a shooting or something like that. Yeah. Those are kind of things. You said if there were major burglaries, if somebody had a lot of stuff stolen.
Yeah. I know, like, there's a bank that was, broken into or something within the last couple of weeks that was up in the Intermountain area. So it's those kind of cases that
they broke into the bank.
Yeah, they broke into the bank. It was failed. It was a failed thing. But it's just those major crimes that can't be handled at the patrol level with, you know, a patrolman that's handling calls for service the next time the radio pops up. So it's, hey, you know, with our detectives that we have in there, there's six detectives that we have in the unit. You'll get a case that comes in like, hey, you know, this case needs to be solved. There needs to be a good resolution to it. You'll assign it to one of those detectives, and that's their job to basically dig deep into that case and then push into it and write their warrants and interview people and that kind of thing.
You have a pretty good clearance record on those things?
It's one of those things where, there's a huge caseload. I mean, we have equal of, you know, 100,000 some odd people within the county, and I got six detectives to handle those. Patrol does a great job of helping us out, but, you know, when it comes to our homicides and our sex crimes, we do a good job, and, I mean, I guess I'll tip my hat a little bit, but I feel like, you know, within the county, we have a very, very strong record with homicides and
yeah,
assault.
It seems like these shootings that happen, we catch the guys relatively soon. And you have to ask yourself, like these last two teenagers, 18 and 19, one of who had been arrested before for shooting a truck in a drive-thru restaurant place.
Yeah.
Apologized to the staff, paid for his stuff, and just drove off, but they caught him.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we clear those cases, and somebody's driving by, shoot somebody, and that happened downtown. This wasn't one of y'all's. They knew who that was right away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just, how do you get on? Is it just witnesses, or is it cameras, or?
It can be anything. You know, like, we had, the triple homicide that happened in May. I don't know if you recall that, starting Lakehead and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, it just comes down to good old, comes down to good old police work. You know, it's us getting out there. It's talking to people. It can go into checking for license plate readers. It can go into just checking through, you know,
A lot of cameras out there too, right?
Yeah, there are, and they're a great benefit to us. But it really is, and the thing that to know about major crimes, it's not just one thing that always works. The license plate cameras may work really well in this one, but it may not work in the other one.
Yeah.
Tracking cell phones may work really well in this case, but it's not going to work in this other one.
Yeah, it depends where you are and where the cell towers are.
Yeah, and it also depends on, you know, the suspect activities. It depends on if they're witnesses. I mean, witnesses can make a case on itself. But also, if there's no witnesses, then you got to go and roll back onto the other avenue. So it just really comes down to good old-fashioned police work and so pulling strings.
I read a lot of detective novels, mm-hmm. okay? And could I come on and be like an assistant? I mean, do you hire like – I mean, you probably don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
You don't have
we would have a high interest in that, though, I can guarantee you.
Well, no, I mean, I saw that at one police department that actually had – they had volunteers that helped out, and mm-hmm. you know, for crunching numbers and all those kind of things.
We do have extra help employees, but it was we just got a cold case detective. Within our department, so he's just started within the last month reviewing our old case.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Because cold cases, you're starting to see things where they're picking up people because of the DNA.
Yes.
That
yes.
you did not have access to years ago.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you know, through this, was it 123 something, mm-hmm. you know, people are checking on their, you know, their... Who else out there has their DNA? And if, you know, sometimes it's for medical reasons, sometimes because they're adopted, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That you're finding people through that.
Yeah. The technology for DNA testing and identification has just exponentially gotten better, especially over the last about 10 to 15 years. And there's a lot of cases. I mean, you get the proliferation of, I guess, serial killers back in the 80s, 70s and 80s, where a lot of these crimes were, they had evidence, but there was just no way to really test, you know, DNA evidence that was left on scene. So it was basically just retained, and they had no way to really check it. And it's kind of come in its heyday in the last, you know, decade or so, where they can test that stuff now, and they can get good resolution from it. And there's some place there. I mean, our Reading Police has been very, very successful in it with their cold case detectives, and we just hired ours on, and hopefully it follows suit, and we'll be seeing some successes shortly.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you could test the DNA of my horse and my dog,
yeah.
we should be able to do something. And, and it's turned people loose, too,
mm-hmm.
that have been in jail,
mm-hmm.
that they have, you know, they've found out is that they were not in that. It was somebody else's DNA.
Yeah.
So it works both ways.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think with, you know, law enforcement in general, it's extremely important to hold those people accountable, but also make sure that if somebody is falsely, you know, arrested or sentenced, it's making sure that they receive their justice as well. So it's important. Both
okay.
ways.
Hey, I'm here with Lieutenant Cody Bodner, who heads up CENTES now, the new lieutenant.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
He was here a couple of years ago when he was a sergeant. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
So time
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey, just an electrician finishing up a late night repair at this firehouse. Oh. Most of the firefighters are asleep, but if there's a call, at least three of them will be on each truck in minutes. Yeah, I guess the law says three on board or they can't enter a burning building until other trucks arrive. Isn't that a matter of life or death? And I'm told we had that problem in Reading until full-time Councilman Mark Bizzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and also to buy land for our ninth fire station to better service all. He even led the way to rebuild the Reading Police Department, and now we've got the most sworn personnel in its history. Yeah, full-time councilmen can make a huge difference. Just this year he got a Cal City's presidential appointment to the statewide Public Safety Committee. So come on, re-elect Mark Mazzano to the Redding City Council. You know, like the girl on the radio sings.
Go with Mazzano.
Ad paid for by Mark Mazzano for Redding City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Redding families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Redding's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Redding City Council. As a city council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Redding. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Redding City Council. Let's keep Redding in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Redding City Council 2024. It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Redding deserves a city council that works for us, the people, not special interest groups. But right now, behind closed doors, big money players are influencing decisions that impact your neighborhood, your family, and your future. From housing to public safety, these groups are pushing their own agendas, and it's leaving hardworking Redding residents behind. But Dave Backus is fighting back. Dave believes city council should be about service, not self-interest. He's committed to transparency, accountability, and making sure every decision benefits you, not wealthy insiders. As a longtime resident, Dave Backus knows our challenges and understands our values. He's running for city council to give the power back to Redding's families, where it belongs. Together, we can put an end to special interests running our city council. Let's build a Redding that works for all of us. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for city council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Redding City Council 2024.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Now, tomorrow from 7 to 8, I want to go over the propositions, and you can call in and tell me where I'm wrong. At 8 o'clock, we have Bob Nash on from Nash Farms. Good guy. Talk about what's going on out there in the agricultural side of our area. I want to remind everybody about Stand Down. 2024 North Valley Stand Down Association for all homeless veterans, a hand up, not a handout. They need some help, my friends, moving the stuff around. So here's the number, 530-356-0342. and give him a call, give Jim a call, and he'll tell you where you can take your truck down and load stuff up and help him get that thing started. It's going to be, it's a great event. It really helps a lot of our veterans get back into society. And also the Friends of the Reading Rodeo's Reading Rodeo Scholarship Golf Tournament is going to happen on October 26th at the Gold Hills Golf Club. It's $100 per player. Get your team together of four players. Register now. You can either give a call to 719-440-7255 and tell Cindy that you've got it, or you can go to friendsofreadingrodeo.org/golftournament. And it's you can deduct this because it's a 501(c) whatever that is. Okay, I'm here with Lieutenant Cody Bodner from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, who heads up CENTEF. He was heading up the major crime units, but you also said AB-109.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do with that?
So the AB-109 unit is a unit that comprises of a sergeant and two detectives. And that's a newly formed unit within the sheriff's office. It's less than a year old. And what that job entails is basically back in 2011, there was the Public Safety Realignment Act, and that was the move by the state to move a lot of the what those criminals that would be dealing with more local – they pushed them back on the local jurisdictions to handle. And what that entailed is basically they needed to be make sure that there's compliance checks, make sure that they were up on their terms, and kind of kept track of, because the state couldn't do it anymore due to I think there was also – there was a Supreme Court ruling as well as just financial portion. So within the last year, the sheriff's office has brought that team back, and basically what they do is their whole day is going after and making sure that our parolees and our probationers within the county are held in compliance and that they're doing the things that they should be doing. So it's been good in the last year, within the last year that they've been active. They got over almost 100 arrests. They got over almost 400 contacts of probations and parolee people. So, you know, that's over one a day that they're making sure that they're going out there and contacting these people. And that's throughout the day. They have a 4-day work week, but, you know, they're contacting numerous a day to make sure that these guys are feeling that pressure and making sure that they're doing what they need to be doing.
If you're on parole, it's for parole, people on parole or probation?
Well, it depends. So parole is usually the statewide. So these guys are in the state prison system, and they've been released from a state prison system, prison somewhere.
Okay, so that's parole.
That's parole. And then the probation is those local jurisdictions. So, you know, it's the Shasta County, or it could be Butte County, Siskiyou County, Lassen County. Those are our probationers. So no matter if you're probation or parole, you are released and you have terms that you need to comply to. And that's our up to our AB-109 team to make sure that they're held compliant on their terms of release. So that's what they do every
day. Well, you know, the stabbing we just had was a guy that had been in from Colorado.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And came back to Reading.
Yeah.
Either from a release from prison for stabbing people or a mental institution. It's not clear to me if it was one. But it was one of those two. Would he be sent back? Would they give him a plane ticket or a bus ticket to come from Colorado back here?
You know, I don't know.
Because it's his home of record?
Yeah, I don't
know. It's just a question.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. When I did read that when the news released that, and that's just kind of unknown to me that that's a case, because it sounds like he was in some type of inpatient center where he was receiving services at that the center where that attack occurred. I don't know how that works. Typically, when people are put on probation or parole, it's within state or within, like, if it's a parolee, and it's within probation within our jurisdiction. So that particular case where they receive somebody from the state of Colorado to come here for services is just kind of unknown to me, and I'm not aware of why that happened.
I was just wondering. So then you can go into somebody's house and knock on the door, and you can just come in and start looking.
Yeah, it really depends on the terms. I mean, there's people that when you hear, like, formal and informal probation, I don't know if you've heard that. Informal typically just means that, hey, you can't get arrested. right? That's informal. Like, don't get arrested. But formal probation typically has terms that, hey, you need to contact your probation officer monthly. You're subject to search and seizure whenever requested. So, like you said, these guys, they start their day. My guys start their day, and they're like, okay, this guy's on probation. He has terms that he's searchable. They'll show up to the house, knock on the door, say, hey, probation search, and they'll come and search your things. So, obviously, you were everybody takes the Fourth Amendment seriously, so we do it in law enforcement. I mean, that's our Constitution. Sure. One of the main things our Constitution was founded on and the Revolutionary War happened for. It's a very, very, you know, important right that Americans have, but, you know, there's a reason that you probably put on it, and, you know,
If you're on parole and somebody and the law enforcement knocks on your door just to make sure that you're living up to your parole, you give away that right when you went to prison.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the things about it is we got to make sure that you're in compliance. That right was given away when whatever occurred for you to go there, so...
Well, Cody, thanks a lot for joining us today. Mm-hmm. I really like the way Sheriff Johnson and Chief Barner do this, is bringing in different department heads so we can learn about what you all do, you know, and ask you the questions.
Yeah.
So, last thoughts?
Just, you know, it's an exciting time to be at the Sheriff's Office. There's so much stuff changing. It seems like it's been, you know, since Sheriff Johnson's been in the last 3 years, there's been so much change, but it's all in the positive. It's all in the growth side of things, and it's... The Sheriff's Office is a good place to be. So I'm happy to be part of that movement, happy to be part of that change. And
they've raised the salaries, and do y'all have signing bonuses?
For new deputies, and that's patrol deputies, there's a $7,500 sign-on bonus, but you have to have your academy in order to do that. So you don't have to have any previous knowledge. You just have to have your academy certificate for that. And then if you're a lateral deputy, so if you're from another agency that currently working at, there's a $15,000 sign-on bonus.
But you got to stay like 3 or 4 years or something, right?
It's a three-year commitment.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Cody, thanks a lot for being with us, and tell your people they're much appreciated by all of us here in Shasta County, and be careful out there.
Will do. Thank you, girl. Appreciate it.
You bet. And yeah, try out Man's Last Stronghold there, Cypress Square Barbershop.
I'll check it out.
Hey, everybody, like I said, Bob Nash tomorrow, and we're going to talk propositions that are out there that you received in your election booklet. Everybody have a great day. Looks like it's we could still get rain out there, and God bless America.
Yep.
But I won't back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And out.